DOD says its outlook on military construction programs is still somewhat preliminary. But for now, the math of sequestration doesn't appear to require cuts from most of the department's MILCON accounts. The news came after OMB reviewed changes Congress made when it approved a 2013 budget in late March. Robert Hale is the DOD comptroller.
Because of special crediting provisions in the current law that apply when Congress enacts major cuts in an appropriation, the law says the cuts are big enough, there is no further sequestration. For the construction accounts that are affected, which are mainly Navy and defense-wide, we believe we can absorb most of the sequestration reductions with available bid savings. We don't intend to reduce the scope of any construction projects, at least as of now. We don't believe that will be necessary. And we plan to minimize the number of projects deferred or canceled as a result of sequestration. We will have to do a larger than normal number of reprogrammings, which will add to our workload and also to yours.
Hale says the department will make it a priority with its 2013 dollars to finish or continue construction projects that are already underway. But even if the funds used to construct new buildings are relatively safe from sequestration, the funds used to sustain and improve existing buildings are going to be severely squeezed for at least the remainder of this year. That money comes from DOD's broad operation and maintenance accounts, and with the sudden cuts imposed by sequestration, John Conger, DOD's Acting Assistant Secretary for Installations and Environment, says the department is prioritizing operations and, by necessity, shortchanging maintenance.
In FY13, we are deferring all but the most critical repairs, we're deferring routine maintenance, we're holding off on major purchases and accepting risk by looking for building equipment to hold out longer. Frankly, we can accommodate this for a short period of time. But facilities will break if we shortchange these accounts for multiple years. Building systems will begin to fail. The cost to repair broken systems is much higher than that to maintain them, just like changing the oil in your car. Keep in mind, this car is actually a real property portfolio of more than 500,000 facilities and a plant replacement value of more than $800 billion. If we don't invest in keeping it up, it will deteriorate, and we will end up with a steady increase in failing or unusable facilities.
Hale says DOD's hoping not to have to relearn the lessons of 20 years ago when facilities languished without proper maintenance funding during the post-Cold War build-down.
I was in the Air Force in the 1990s. We struggled. All of DOD did. We were underinvesting significantly in facility sustainment, restoration, and modernization, and in MILCON as well. I think we've gotten well to some extent in the subsequent decade, but I do fear that we may be going back down that path again. And I mean, it's certainly a risk, and I will be, if I'm at the Pentagon at that point, I will be mindful of that risk.
The Pentagon argues that one surefire way to cut down on its facilities' maintenance costs is to divest itself of real estate in buildings it no longer needs, and to dispose of them through a round of base realignments and closures in 2015. That idea has gotten virtually no traction on Capitol Hill so far this year. Lawmakers, who are naturally hostile to the idea of base closures to begin with, are mostly pointing to the last round of BRAC in 2005, which cost DOD significantly more in one-time upfront dollars than it originally projected. Hale says that's true, but that BRAC and its predecessors were also saving DOD money every year.
BRAC does save money. Let me say that again. BRAC does save money. We're saving $12 billion a year from the past BRAC rounds. I'd hate to think what I'd be doing right now as Comptroller of the Department of Defense if, especially in this environment, I had to find another $12 billion of savings in the fiscal 14 budget. We need your, and I might add, I understand the concerns about 2005, and we'll discuss it. We do not intend to repeat the experience in 2005. It was a move-around BRAC. This is going to be a close-the-bases BRAC. Be a lot less expensive and save money much more quickly.
Hale and Conger testified last week at a hearing of the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on Military Construction. During that same hearing, Senator Susan Collins of Maine also broached the topic of DOD civilian furloughs. Current plans call for virtually all of DOD's civilian workforce to be furloughed for 14 workdays in 2013. But some DOD components, notably the Navy and the National Guard, have been arguing that they should be exempt from furlough since they've come up with other ways to offset their operating account shortfalls without furloughing employees.
It just seems to me that if a service can come up with an alternative way of meeting the budget target, that ought to be accepted, embraced, and applauded.
Or perhaps we should move those money if something over here in the Air Force and the Army is even more stupid. I mean, that's the dilemma we face. It's a really nasty set of choices.
Hale says Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel hasn't made a final decision on furloughs, but the department's general philosophy on furloughs so far has been that all services and agencies need to pitch in order to find as much money as possible to fund other urgent priorities like military training and current operations in Afghanistan.
Let me tell you, we were faced with a truly nasty set of choices. I mean, we've got the United States Air Force that has stopped flying at 12 combat quoted squadrons. We've got the Army that has stopped all of its combat training center rotations for the rest of the year. We're going to have many of our units in the Army and the Navy below acceptable readiness levels at the end of by the end of the year if this sequestration continues. We are actively looking at ways to mitigate those problems, and they're facing us with truly nasty choices like, will you do something over here that you know is stupid? Furloughs are a bad idea for everybody. In order to avoid something even more stupid over here. But like I said, I'm not enjoying this job right now. But we haven't made a final decision, and we are well aware the Navy has made us abundantly clear their feelings on this issue. We haven't made a final decision, so I can't give you that decision.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.